Jesus buried in Srinagar, Kashmir. The other leg on which Christianity stood was the belief in the resurrection of Jesus and his ascent to heaven to a seat on the right hand of God. By arguments again drawn from the New Testament, Hazrat Mirza Sahib broke this second leg too, as he had broken the first. Hazrat Mirza Sahib proved from the New Testament records that after the event of the cross, Jesus did not ascend to heaven but journeyed to the east, going to Iran, Afghanistan, and India in search of the lost tribes of Israel. We know from the New Testament that Jesus ever reminded his audiences that he had come to gather the lost sheep of Israel. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. It is known from history that Nebuchadnezzar, a Babylonian king, had taken prisoner 10 out of the 12 tribes of Israel and had driven them into exile in Afghanistan. As Jesus had to gather the lost tribes, it was necessary for him to journey to Afghanistan and Kashmir that they might receive his message. If he had not journeyed to that part of the world, his coming would have failed. Besides the New Testament, Hazrat Mirza Sahib drew on the evidence of history and geography to support his views. He quoted ancient history to prove that the early followers of Jesus came to India. In Tibet had been found a book similar in content to the books of the New Testament. This book contains an account of the life of Jesus. Evidence of this kind shows that Jesus travelled in these parts. Hazrat Mirza Sahib pointed to evidence visible today in Afghanistan and Kashmir in the names of towns, villages, rivers and tribes to show that these regions were peopled by Jews. The most outstanding evidence lies in the name Kashmir itself, which is modification of Kashir. The original inhabitants of Kashmir called their country Kashir, literally like Shir, or like Syria, Shir being Syria. Similarly, Kabul and other geographical names in Afghanistan are imitations of names in Syria. The physiognomy, facial features, shape of head, etc. of the people of Afghanistan and Kashmir resemble those common in Israel. Hazrat Mirza Sahib's crowning triumph, however, was his discovery of the tomb of Jesus. He traced it in Khan Yar Street, Srinagar. From the ancient history of Kashmir, it appears that this tomb has long been described as the tomb of a prince prophet who came from the west 1900 years ago. The old inhabitants of Kashmir described the tomb as the tomb of Isa Sahib. In short, on evidence drawn from different directions, Hazrat Mirza Sahib proved that Jesus died a natural death and was buried in Kashmir, and the promise of God contained in the Holy Quran, وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ, and we gave them, Jesus and Mary, refuge on an elevated land of green with streams of running water, was literally fulfilled. The description in the verse is a description of Kashmir. This account of the life and death of Jesus, including an account of his tomb, made belief in Jesus as God no longer possible. The God Jesus was dead. Belief in him will never live again.